Hundreds of landfills across the lower 48 have turned their decomposing trash piles into a source of energy. So far, there's only one project in Alaska harnessing the power of trash to produce gas. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Eric Keto has the story.
The Anchorage landfill contains a lot of trash. Mark Madden, the Solid Waste Services Chief Engineer, has a good way of putting that large pile into perspective.
It's got about the equivalent of about a 15-story building of trash. There's about 180 feet of trash in some of the higher areas right now.
At the Anchorage landfill, a lot of that trash is organic material. Madden says that means bacteria eat their way through Anchorageites' leftover lunches, discarded office supplies, and crumpled up junk mail.
The bacteria take over, and when they start decomposing the trash, they produce landfill gas. Landfill gas is about 50% methane.
And that methane is a powerful greenhouse gas. Starting in 2006, the landfill needed to destroy the gas before it reached the atmosphere to comply with the EPA's Clean Air Act. Madden says that meant flaring.
We were burning up so much, basically, fuel, and it was doing nothing for us. So by developing this power project, we take the gas, which is considered a waste, and turned it into a resource.
Now, instead of flaring, gas wells are drilled into the landfill itself, collecting the methane and using it to power five massive generators at Fort Richardson.
They're actually originally designed as just kind of an auxiliary power plant, but as the thing has gotten bigger and grown, it's kind of becoming one of the main power source than the auxiliary.
The generators now cover 100% of Fort Richardson's electricity needs throughout the summer and contribute to about 60% of the base's wintertime electrical load. Madden says it's a source of electricity that will likely be around for many decades to come.
If you look at the models, the gas production actually peaks about 5 to 10 years after we quit putting trash into the landfill. And then it'll probably be producing enough gas to continue operating at least 30 to 40 years after that.
Which puts the expiration date on this project somewhere around 2080. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Eric Keto.